Adjustment by Andy and Eric Merriman, starring Peter Davison and Samantha Bond. Episode 5, Overture and Beginners, Please.
What do you think you're doing?
I'm packing, of course. Can't you see?
What for?
Well, why do people usually pack? Because they're going away.
And just where are you going?
Anywhere. Anywhere away from you and this house.
You are not leaving this house.
You can't make me stay if I don't want to.
Oh, yes, I can.
Just try it.
Will you please calm down and talk about this sensibly?
There's nothing to talk about, especially with you.
But I'm your mother.
You've never been a mother to me. I hate you.
How can you say that?
Easily. Listen, I'll say it again. I hate you.
What on earth is going on in here?
I've always hated you, and I always will.
Kate, you really shouldn't talk to your mother like that.
But I don't hate you, I love you.
No, you don't.
Of course she does, we all do.
Dad, please shut up.
Oh, look here, I really don't think
you should... Oh, go away, Richard, can't you see we're busy?
And so am I, upstairs in the studio. How can I work with all this shouting going on? And just who started all this anyway?
I suppose it was Alan Jennings.
Alan Jennings? Who on earth is he?
He's the author.
What are you talking about?
It's the school play, Richard. I'm helping Kate to rehearse.
Oh, so that's what all that shouting and screaming was about.
Mm.
Well, you could have warned me. Why is it I'm always the last to know what goes on in this house?
Oh, come on, Richard. There's no need to make a crisis out of a drama. It's only a play. And you do know all about it. We've got tickets to see it next week.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Sorry, Kate. I should have remembered. I've been a bit distracted lately.
In any case, you don't think Kate would really talk to me like that, do you?
Well, it has been known. But I must say, it all sounded very realistic.
Oh, thanks very much,
yes,
Dad.
Well done, Kate. I didn't know you had such a budding actress in the family. Come to think of it, you were very good as a mother, Sarah.
Thank you. That probably comes from years of practice.
Yeah, Mum's much better than Daniela Brown. She's useless. She misses her cues, forgets her words, and treads on my lines. Mind you, she does look old enough to be my mother, and that's without any makeup.
Oh, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Well, while I'm here, I think I'll have a cup of coffee.
I thought you'd got work to do, Dad.
Yes, well, I think I'll have a little break. Wouldn't mind helping out. Is there a part for me? What about the father?
He's mentioned, but you never see him.
Thank goodness.
He meets a violent death off stage in the first act.
Oh, dear. What sort of play is this?
It's called Rampage, and I play a disturbed teenager who runs away from home, only to fall under the influence of a psychotic biker. Through no fault of our own, we end up on the run from the police in a drug-induced frenzy of robbery and murder.
When I was at school, we did Wind in the Willows.
And I bet you were very good, too. Now, Mr. Toad, could you please take your coffee and leave us alone?
Ratty, actually. No, I'm enjoying this. I think I'll stay and watch for a while.
Are you sure it won't spoil it when you come to see me?
Oh, no, I don't think anything would spoil this play. Just you carry on. Pretend I'm not here.
Right, Kate. Now, where were we? Let's take it from... I love you.
Okay. No, you don't. You never really wanted me. I just got in the way of your precious career.
That isn't true. I had to work to support you.
Well, now you don't have to. I don't need your support any more.
Excuse me. Wouldn't it be better if you put the emphasis on need, so it becomes, I don't need your support anymore?
Richard!
Sorry, just a thought.
Go on, Kate.
I don't need your support any more.
And I don't suppose you've thought that I might need you.
That's not my problem.
Oh, no, of course not. After all, you're only interested in yourself. You don't care what happens to me.
Here we go. The usual emotional blackmail. Well, I'm sick of it, and I'm sick of you.
Very good, but can I ask something? Are you sitting or standing at this point?
Dad, you're not directing the play. Please keep quiet.
Look, Richard, are you really interested in stage directions?
Yes. Well, they are important.
Well, then let me give you some. I suggest you exit stage left through the door behind you. You walk silently to the car where you drive to the childminders to collect Amy.
Oh, I see.
And she needs picking up now.
I thought you were going to collect her today.
I was. But I've just rewritten the end of the scene and it's much better this way. Now off you go.
Bye, Dad.
All right, I'm going. But I could give you a few notes later if you like.
Yes, that'll be nice, dear. Goodbye.
Right.
Well done, Mum. Now we can rehearse in peace. I hate you. I've always hated you, and I always will.
But I don't hate you. I love you.
No, you don't.
That's very good, Amy. So what's Dolly doing now?
Sleeping.
Yes, that's right. Dolly's sleeping. Now, is she sleeping in the bed?
Bath. Book. Bed.
Yes, I see, that's the connection, is it? She has her nighttime routine. She's got quite used to her bath and then book and then bed.
Do you like books, Amy?
Yeah.
Yes. And who reads the books to you?
Mummy! Daddy!
Well, Mostly Mummy.
She really is doing well, Sarah.
Yes, she is, isn't she? The speech therapy has been marvellous. She knows lots of words now, it's just that she can't put many of them together.
Well, children with Down syndrome often have difficulty forming sentences, but don't worry, it will come in time. And do keep up the sign language.
Oh, we do. I couldn't really see the point of it at first, but it really does help her to communicate.
Yeah.
Amy gets very frustrated if you can't understand what she's trying to say.
Oh, yes, but she's getting there. You obviously give her a lot of attention.
Well, we try to stimulate her as much as possible. And, of course, Kate is very good with her.
Oh, I'm sure she is. An older sibling always helps. Now, I've done my report for her special needs assessment, and I'll let you have a copy.
Oh, good. I do worry about all these tests. It feels like we're being judged all the time.
Oh, I know.
I do hope she'll be all right.
She'll be fine.
If she was being assessed on how to use a video recorder or a stereo system, she'd pass with flying colours.
I can't see any reason why Amy won't be accepted into a mainstream school when the time comes.
Oh, I hope so.
Hey!
Hi there, Amy. Hello, Annie. I'm sorry I missed the session, but I had to finish off some work.
Oh, never mind. Anyway, I'd better be going. I've got another appointment soon.
I'll see you out.
Bye-bye, Annie. Thanks very much. I'll try to be here next time.
Bye.
Well, Amy, how did you get on today? Learn any new words?
Eat!
Eat? Well, that isn't new. That was one of your first words. And it's no good pointing at the sweet. You've only just had breakfast. Maybe when you get back from the childminders. If you've been a good girl, that is.
And the phone.
What was that? Oh, the phone. Now, that you can have. Who do you want to speak to? Oh, no. Pretend you're phoning Grandma.
Hello, Grandma. Bye.
I wish your sister was as quick on the telephone as that.
Right. Now, come on, Amy, it's time to go. Richard, I'm just going to drop her off at Judith's and then I'm going into town. I've got a patient coming at 12, so I'll be back by then. Oh, and could you pay the electricity bill? I've left the envelope on the kitchen table. Just need to check. And if you want some coffee...
Yes?
You'll have to go to the shops because there's no milk.
Thank you. Very thoughtful. Now, don't I get a kiss and a hug?
Richard, I'm only going to be out for a couple of hours.
I didn't mean you. I meant Amy. Come here, sweetheart.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye. Oh, dear. I've forgotten the keys again. Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm Patricia Humphreys. I have an appointment with Sarah Stubbs. She is expecting me.
Yes. And I'm expecting her. I'm afraid she's not here. Oh. Don't know why she isn't back yet, but, well, do come in. I'm sure she won't be long.
Are you sure it's okay?
Yes, of course. Perhaps you'd like to wait in the consulting room. Right. Now, would you like a cup of tea or coffee?
Oh, no, thank you.
Good, because I just remembered we haven't got any milk.
Oh, dear.
You see, we normally have it delivered, but it didn't come for some reason. And we forgot to buy any.
Oh.
We usually have semi-skimmed.
Oh, yes.
I prefer bottles because those cartons are so difficult to open. On the other hand, the birds are inclined to peck through the foil tops on the bottles. Do you find that?
Tell me, do you think Sarah will be much longer?
Oh, I'm sure she'll be here soon. So, are you one of Sarah's regulars?
Well, I've been to see her a few times. Are you a therapist as well?
Oh, no, I'm a cartoonist.
Oh.
I'm Sarah's husband, Richard Stubbs.
How do you do? So, she's married then. I wondered if she was.
Didn't she tell you?
No. Oh, no. I'm not really meant to know about her personal life. You see, it can affect the therapeutic relationship.
Can it?
Oh, yes. She doesn't talk about herself at all.
Oh, did she? That's very odd. So, you do all the talking then?
Yes, of course. Well, that's what therapy's all about.
So... what do you find to talk about?
Whatever's worrying me at the time. All sorts of things. But at the moment, I'm having a bit of a crisis with my teenage daughter. Still, I don't suppose you want to hear about this.
Oh, I don't mind, and it is actually something that I do know all about. I mean, I probably shouldn't be telling you this either, but I've got a teenage daughter myself. She's nearly 16.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's when the trouble can really begin.
I know. They can be difficult, can't they?
Difficult? Mine is impossible. Oh, I've been through the mill with Jessica. We've had boy trouble, food fads, truanting, all-night raves.
All at 16?
Oh, no. Over the years.
I suppose we're lucky, because actually Kate's not too bad. Mind you, she can be a bit moody.
Oh, you just don't know where you are with them. I mean, sometimes when Jessica comes home from school and I ask her what sort of day she's had, she flies at me and tells me to mind my own business. Why do I want to know? Do you have to know everything about me? And, of course, the next day when I decide to keep quiet and not ask, it's, aren't you going to ask me about school? You're never interested in what I've been doing.
You're right, you just can't win.
Oh, it's so hurtful. I try and tell her I love her, and she just says, no, you don't, you hate me.
She doesn't happen to be in a school play, does she?
What?
Oh, never mind.
Oh, my own daughter, and sometimes I can't stand the sight of her. We had a huge row yesterday, and I don't know what to do for the best.
Look, why don't you talk to me about it?
I thought I was.
Well, let's do this properly. You don't look very comfortable. Wouldn't it be better if you lay down on the couch?
Oh, no, I'm still at sitting down stage. I haven't progressed to the couch yet. I think that'll take me a few more sessions.
Nonsense. Now, you lie down. And after all, we don't have to tell Sarah, do we?
Well, I suppose not.
Now, tell me, when did the relationship with Jessica start to deteriorate? I mean, would you say it was precipitated by a crisis, or was there some long-term family problem?
You did what?
Well, what else could I do? You weren't here.
I've told you, the car broke down.
You could have phoned.
I did, several times. It was constantly engaged.
Well, I wasn't on the phone.
Well, then it must have been left off the... Oh, no.
Amy. Well, it's not my fault.
All you needed to do was apologise for my absence and say that I would arrange another appointment with her.
But that's what I was going to do.
And why didn't you?
Well, one thing led to another.
What do you mean?
You know how it is. I didn't mean to get involved. It just sort of happened.
Oh, it just sort of happened, did it? That old story. Don't tell me. You had too much to drink, didn't know what you were doing, and just got carried away.
Sarah, I didn't sleep with her.
I'm not suggesting that you did. Although that I might have understood. This is much, much worse.
I don't know why you're upset about it all. We were only having a chat.
Oh, how interesting. And just what did you chat about?
No, I can't divulge that, I'm afraid.
What?
Patient confidentiality, the cardinal rule of therapy. You should know that.
This is quite unbelievable. Just how long did you talk for?
The usual 50 minutes. You should know that as well.
This is totally unprofessional and completely unethical.
Why?
Well, for a start, you're not even qualified.
I don't see why that's necessary. There doesn't seem to be much to it, does there? All you do is to get them to talk while you listen.
Oh, I see. That's all there is to it. It's quite simple, isn't it?
Then you charge them a fortune and suggest that they come back for more.
And that's your understanding of therapy. What about all my training, courses, and years of experience in dealing with people's problems?
Well, I suppose all that comes in handy, but let's face it, all you really need to do is to be able to relate to people.
Patricia Humphreys is my patient, and you've got no right to meddle in her problems like this. The relationship with her daughter is very complex, and she has some extremely difficult issues to resolve.
Not anymore, she hasn't.
Pardon?
Well, I think I was able to help her.
How?
I thought it was best if mother and daughter didn't see each other for a while.
You didn't actually say that to her, did you?
Oh, yes. I suggested that she help Jessica move out and find somewhere to live.
Oh, no.
After all, she's nearly 18, and I think she'll benefit from some independence. They obviously need to separate.
Richard, for the last month, Patricia and I have been carefully and sensitively exploring the situation, and you go blundering in with some impetuous, ill-conceived and simplistic advice. This could be absolutely disastrous for their relationship.
Oh, well, I thought
that... good for ours.
Well, of course, you're entitled to your opinion.
Do you realise that this is absolutely unforgivable? How dare you interfere with my work? I wouldn't dream of going into your studio messing about with your cartoons.
Well, that's because you can't draw.
No. And you can't go around playing at being a therapist. You're an imposter. You're like one of those people that goes into a hospital, puts on a white coat, poses as a doctor and performs operations.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Sarah. I didn't put her life at risk. All I did was to use a bit of common sense and give this woman some helpful advice.
Like, throw your daughter out.
Well, she said she'd been thinking about it for a while.
And you told her to go ahead. What is this? Therapy sponsored by Nike? Just do it.
Okay. I said I'm sorry.
Well, I really don't know what I'm going to do about this. I could be in real trouble. I just hope she doesn't make a complaint about me.
Well, I don't see why she should. She seemed much happier than when she arrived.
I'm going to have to talk to her and try and put things right.
I thought I'd already done that. Oh, by the way, she left this for you.
Thank you.
She said it was your monthly check.
Yes, I am well aware of what it is. And now I'd better see if I can...
Sarah...
Yes?
I know this probably isn't the right time, but aren't I entitled to some of that? Obviously not.
Amy, not so much splashing around. Mummy's getting soaked.
Oh, look. There's a big bubble.
All gone.
Bubble. Now, where's Willy the Whale? There he is.
What?
Come on, let's make him spout. Kate?
Yeah?
Are you
still messing about with my makeup?
I'm not messing about. I'm practicing my stage makeup for play. I'm opening tomorrow night, you know.
Well, come in the bathroom and give me a hand. By the way, you're getting a bit low on eyeliner.
What? My God, yes, I am now, by the look of it.
Well, what do you think?
It's not Halloween yet, is it?
I shall ignore that. Hi, Amy. Having fun in the bath?
That's my sister of bath, book and bed fame.
She's also your sister of don't wash my hair or I'll scream the place down fame.
Are you doing it tonight?
Nope. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you to do it.
Oh, no, not me, thank you. One glimpse of that shampoo bottle and she turns into a werewolf.
You used to be the same when you were tiny.
Yes, but only when I got soap in my eyes.
No, you could do with some now. So, come on, what about Amy? Her hair must be washed tonight.
Dad's not doing much at the moment.
How do you know?
He said he was going to pick his fancy league football team.
You're right. That isn't much. 3, 2, 1...
Dad! Richard!
Come quickly!
We need you, sweetheart!
Come on,
Dad, come on!
I'm coming!
Quick!
What's the matter? What's happened?
Nothing's happened.
Oh, for goodness sake. I thought there'd been a terrible accident. Okay. I see there has been.
Don't you start. It's stage makeup, Dad. It's supposed to be heavy. You have to accentuate it for people in the back row of the hall.
Well, don't worry. I think they'll see you in the back row of the Albert Hall. Anyway, I don't want any more scares like that.
Sorry, but we're going to give you another one. Amy's hair needs washing.
What, again?
Yep. And Kate and I took a vote and decided to elect you.
No. I demand a recount.
Besides, you seem to be very good at taking over my duties.
You won't let me forget that, will you?
Uh-uh.
Now, come on, it's not fair. The last time I washed a hair, the neighbours accused me of child abuse.
Oh, you're exaggerating.
Well, the people next door but one gave me some very funny looks.
No funnier than the looks you've already got, Dad.
Go and take off that ridiculous makeup or there will be some child abuse.
Don't worry, I'm going. Good luck with Amy.
Don't really have to wash a hair. I'll swap you for the book reading.
Nope, that's my job tonight.
I'm sure it doesn't need doing.
Well, of course it does. Just look at it. It's a real mess. And in any case, I wanted to look a best at Friday's assessment.
Couldn't you wear a wig or something?
Richard.
All right.
And if any of the neighbours want to know what the screams are, I shall tell them you stepped on the bathroom scales. Oh,
thank you, Sarah. Okay, I mean, let's try to enjoy it for a change. Here's the shampoo.
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't be silly. That's right, me, Daddy, you pain in the neck. Now, come on, let's behave ourselves. That's it. Very nice. Oh, Lord, here we go again.
I told you before, Claire. Come away from that window. You'll give us away.
I can't help it. I've got to get out of here. We've been hiding out in this lousy dump for 5 days.
It's better than being locked up in prison.
At least in prison I'd be away from you, Robbie.
I didn't force you to come with me. It was your choice.
Choice? What choice? To stay with my mum and be trapped in a meaningless, empty life? Or make a break and end up corrupted by you?
You need to be as much as I need you.
Yes, which is more than we can say for the play. How much longer to go?
I don't know. I should think it's...
Will you be quiet? Sorry. But that's our daughter, playing Claire. She's good, isn't she? Sorry.
Oh, yes, we are.
What are you going to do? Shoot your way out?
Yes, if necessary. But I...
Oh, no, he's forgotten his lines.
But I...
What was that?
What was what?
It sounded like a siren. A siren.
It's the police.
Come on, you two. Come out with your hands up.
No chance.
It's no good, Robbie. It's all over.
Thank God for that.
Well, you can go if you like, but I'm staying.
Don't be stupid.
They'll never take me alive.
No, Robbie, no. Robbie! He's dead. You've killed him.
By popular demand.
I'm sorry it had to end like this. Look at him. He's only a youngster. When will you kids ever learn? Anyway, it's all over now. Come along, miss. Your rampage is over.
It should never have started.
You've still got a chance to make good when you come out of prison. You'll still have a future.
Will I? Will kids like me ever have a future?
I think that's it.
Dear, have you got the national curriculum to thank for that?
Well, at least Kate came out of it very well.
Yes, but it was a bit depressing.
Oh, I suppose it had a message.
Did it?
Oh, yes, it showed us the tragic consequences of maternal deprivation.
Yes, but then why did she leave?
Who knows?
Probably got some poor advice from a bogus therapist.
Quiet, please. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to say a few words on behalf of the cast. Thank you, all of you, for coming here this evening, and I hope you all enjoyed it. Well, perhaps enjoy isn't the right word. After all, it was something of a tragedy.
You can say that again.
And now, just to remind you that we'll be here for another two nights, so please tell your friends, or indeed, come again, in case there was something you missed the first time. Tickets are available from the Secretary's office, and thank you once again for your support.
I don't think we missed anything, do you?
No, I don't think we need to come again. I wonder where Kate's got to.
Probably still taking off her makeup.
Oh, I doubt it. I expect she'll leave it on for as long as possible and bathe in her theatrical glory.
Mr. and Mrs. Stubbs. Yes, I must congratulate you on Kate's performance. I thought she was excellent.
Yes, well, she did work very hard. She rehearsed every night. In fact, we all became quite involved in it, didn't we, Richard?
Yes, very involved.
And did you enjoy the play, Mr. Stubbs?
Yes, I was saying to Sarah, how well it was written.
Ah, good, yes, well, I'll pass that on to the author. Mr. Jennings, he's one of our regular substitute teachers.
He should have stayed on the bench.
Would you like to meet him?
Darling?
Yes, I'm sure I could find him for you.
Oh, no, don't worry. I expect he's busy being mobbed by an adoring public. Or doing some rewrites or something like that.
Hi there.
Oh, there you are.
Well, what did you think?
Well done, Kate, you were brilliant.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Absolutely marvellous, I'm very proud of you. Would you like to sign my programme?
Okay, Dad.
Yes, well done, Kate. Right, now I'd better go and talk to some of the other cast members. Mustn't just mix with the stars, eh? Bye.
Bye.
Yes, you go off and find a couple of spear carriers.
Right. Come on, Kate, let's go home.
Oh, no, do we have to? Not yet. Amy's got a babysitter. Can't we go out and eat somewhere?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, Dad, I'm on a high. The leading actress always goes out after a successful first night. It's part of the tradition and glamour of show business.
All right. Where do you want to go?
Let's get a burger at Planet Cricklewood.
Ah, yes, the smell of the greased pan and the roar of the cappuccino machine.
Richard, we're back.
I'm here, in the kitchen.
Go on, Amy. Go and see Daddy.
Hi, sweetie. Well, how did it go?
I wouldn't ask her. You won't get anything out of her today.
Oh?
But I can tell you in one word. Disastrous.
Oh, dear. What happened then?
Well, for a start, we had to wait 3/4 of an hour, so by the time we got in to see the doctor and the educational psychologist, Amy was really fed up.
Well, I'm not surprised.
The doctor was a locum and didn't have the medical notes. He constantly referred to Amy as Sally, and I also had to remind him of the purpose of our appointment.
You mean he didn't know?
No, and halfway through, he even asked what seemed to be the problem with her. Then the psychologist wanted to see what Amy could do.
Well, she's usually good at that sort of thing.
Not today, she wasn't. They asked her a few questions and she didn't respond at all. She wouldn't play with the dolls, she wasn't interested in the matching pictures. And she then referred to a photograph of a potty as Daddy.
Thanks very much, Amy.
I tried to tempt her with some toys, but she just clung to my side.
I don't understand it, she's normally so sociable.
Oh, she just didn't feel relaxed. She wouldn't even look at any books. And you know how much she likes jigsaws?
Yes.
Not one piece in the right place. I tried to bribe her with a drink and she ended up throwing it at the doctor.
Good for Sally. That'll teach him to get her name wrong.
And then when I told her off, she went into hysterics.
Oh, poor thing.
She didn't do one thing right. It's so frustrating. We know she can do all these things perfectly well.
But surely it's only part of the assessment. They're not going to decide her whole educational future just on this alone.
I suppose not. It was really awful. She was the one being assessed, but I'm the one who feels like a complete failure.
Now, don't be silly. You know it's not your fault. You couldn't do more for Amy. Well, except for washing her hair occasionally.
You know, I sometimes wonder if we expect too much of her.
Yes, we do.
I know we shouldn't, but it's so hard not to compare her with Kate. Talking of which, is Miss Joan Crawford back from school yet?
Yes, she's in her room.
She's still wearing those appalling dark glasses.
Ah, well, that's because the paparazzi was visiting today.
The paparazzi?
Well, actually, the school photographer. And I'll tell you something, if she calls me Daddy Dearest again...
I'll get that. Would you mind changing Amy's nappy?
Okay. Oh, Amy. How could you let us all down like that? After all Mummy's hard work. Come on now, lie down. It's too late for all that talking now, Amy. I know you don't like it, but it's not as bad as having your hair washed, and it's got to be done. Amy, don't move. I haven't got it on yet. Oh, dear. I'll be very pleased when you're out of these and using that
thing you said looked like Daddy. Save us a fortune, too. There you go. Now, why don't you go and do that jigsaw?
Richard?
Yes?
I've just had Patricia Humphreys on the phone.
Oh, good. How is she? What's been happening with her daughter?
I don't know.
What?
I said I don't know.
Well, didn't you ask?
Oh, yes, I asked. But she wouldn't tell me.
So what did she phone for?
An appointment.
Well, there you are. You see, I told you it would be all right. You were wrong. She does want to come and see you again.
Oh, no, she doesn't. She wants to come and see you again.
Does she really?
Yes, apparently she liked your couchside manner.
That's very nice of her.
Of course, I told her it was out of the question and that she should come and see me again. And you know what else she said?
No.
She said she liked your direct approach and thought that I was too passive.
Ah, well, you see, in some cases...
So she's not coming back. You've lost me one of my patients.
I'm sorry, but I told you
I
before...
I don't want to hear any more excuses. At this rate, you're going to ruin my reputation and put me out of a job.
Oh, don't be absurd.
I'm not being absurd. I have not had a good day, and this is the final straw.
Oh, come on, Sarah.
No, Richard, I won't come on. I am really cross about this.
Shh, don't shout, like I said, Amy.
I'm not shouting.
You are.
I'm not.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you were rehearsing.
In Minor Adjustment, Peter Davison was Richard and Samantha Bond was Sarah, with Claire Russell as Kate and Sarah Merriman as Amy. Pat Humphreys was played by Penelope Knight. Annie by Teresa Gallagher. Robbie by Robbie Gill, The Policeman by Sebastian Brennan, and Brian Bowles was the headmaster. Minor Adjustment was written by Andy and Eric Merriman and was produced by Gareth Edwards.